I hope you're having a lovely week and I hope you enjoy your Thursday as well. So we are continuing on with our teachings around communication, and we are moving on today on how to actually deal with somebody in your life that's close to you, whether it's a family member, a very close friendship, or a relationship romantically, or like with your spouse as well, or a partnership. These relationships are so important to us in our life, and they are the ones that come with a lot of emotion because of our unconditional love for family members. And generally, in most cases, we have the love you would have for a partner can be unconditional, but it's a different type of love, let's say. And either way, it's the relationships that we hold most dearest to us, and they are the relationships where we can be very affected by them if they're not going well. I suppose this month, and it's this topic and it's time for me on communication, if you're having difficulties in relationship, you're probably hoping for some tips and techniques on how to improve all of that. I touched on this the other day when I asked you to think about what your pattern is like with this person, what your foundation of communication is like, where things are at the moment. And my biggest piece of advice the other day was to understand how it was making you feel emotionally, but more important is was also to take responsibility and accountability, not for somebody else's behavior, but for your own. And to work in a situation that's difficult by being clear, being concise, being non-judgmental, being non-critical, and communicating in a way that is clear and is polite. And when we do this and we try to, I suppose, bridge a gap between ourselves and somebody else, sometimes I find in communication, it's very important, obviously, we can be full of anger and we can be full of, you know, frustration and everything. But to bring somebody on board is to, you know, thank them for everything that they do, who they are, be grateful for the good parts of them, and start to kind of bring somebody's attention in by that way, by making them feel good, explaining your part, and then looking and saying, well, what can we do to kind of sort this out? How can we move? What's your view on it? Let's talk about it properly. Apart from doing that, and that might sound like very simple, that isn't very simple. That's very hard to do because you have to take your emotions out of it. You have to come to the table with that other person with kind of no feelings around things. No, you have to be really objective. You have to be non-critical, and you have to park kind of anything to try and get communication to improve. So I think if you haven't done that, and you have to be really honest with yourself, have you done that? If you haven't done that, that is where I would start. But say you have done that, and maybe you've done it time and time again, and you're still not getting the response from the person. This is where our boundaries have to come in. There is no magic wand or magic formula that's going to be able to help you to improve somebody else's communication if you've done all of the things that I've just spoken about. And this is the frustrating part in relationships that we're very emotionally connected to, because we can't really move forward. It can be really hard. You can deal with somebody who doesn't know how to say sorry, somebody who's aware of their behavior but avoids it, someone who approaches things in a very immature way and wants to put it all on you, someone who projects all of their own fears and their worries onto you, someone who might be envious of you, so starts to make you feel bad about maybe your successes. Like, there's a myriad of all of these things that go on in our communication. You might communicate with somebody who's very emotionally manipulative, very much wants you to feel very bad about things. We hear a lot now, you know, it's kind of become like a trend word of like gaslighting, where the person has done something wrong, but you end up being blamed for it and actually feeling like you're in the wrong. So when you're dealing with someone through communication, there's all of these under layers happening. And when you're coming to the table, as I said, and you're feeling emotional and you're feeling in a certain way, then you can be sucked in by all of these things and you can be affected by all of these things. So it's not as simple as just, I said, you know, meet them halfway, explain things clearly. If there's an emotional energy, a narcissistic energy, a difficult energy, a judgmental energy coming from the other person, saying what you have to say may feel difficult because you might even get to that point with all of the things that they've going on. And this is why boundaries is extremely, extremely important. And this is why our very first teaching last week was extremely important as well, about how you talk to yourself and how you talk about yourself. Because people know how to manipulate. They know how to you know, wrap people around their finger. They know you. This is the thing. They know you. They know how to press your buttons. We know this with people too. We know what's going to upset people. We know what's going to frustrate people. We know how to piss somebody off. We know how to poke the bear, let's say. Like, we are guilty of doing this too. It's not other people. We know this. And we know this through body language. We know this through reaction. We know this through expression. It's non-verbal stuff that we know how somebody is going to react. And we know the other person knows how we're going to react as well, from years and years and years of repeated behaviors on both sides. So for you to be able to put boundaries in, you have to therefore start from scratch a different way of dealing with the person. I would always have said, and it was something that used to come up a lot when I used to do tarot reading, was relationships with spouses and relationships with family members. It just used to always come up because, like, it's such a big thing for people. And I used to always say the expression that we hear a lot, actions speak louder than words. For us to be able to have any sense of changing something, we have to change our behavior through our actions. When you're in a relationship with somebody, if you decide that you're no longer going to put up with something, for instance, in this situation, difficult or bad communication or no communication at all, you start to subtly make more changes. You stop coming to the table to explain yourself. You stop, you start to realize, I should say, the other person's, you know, maybe manipulation or different ports of behavior that they have. And you stop engaging in them. You stop allowing them to do those things to you, and you're responding to them. You stop responding. You stop being triggered. And what this does is, it's like a child having a tantrum. Okay, so loads of you have kids, so you know when your child has a tantrum, that by going over and, like, shouting at the child is not going to work. Trying to reason with the child, that often doesn't work as well. What you normally have to do with the child is, like, let them just sit and cry it out. And they get so tired and exhausted from crying. Some children, you might find, you know, if you put them up in the room, you go up and you find they're asleep. Some children, you know, you might see, like, go on a naughty step and they fall asleep on the step because they're so exhausted from screaming and shouting so much. And the energy dies down. You have to do the same thing. You don't feed the energy of this person in communicating in the way that they want. You can go silent. You can change your behavior. You can remove yourself from the situation. And what happens is, the person therefore does not get the energy anymore. The communication energy that you give out, they are not getting. So they start to notice energetically, they mightn't even logically or rationally or consciously even have got it, but energetically something feels like it's missing. And as this continues, once they might kind of go, oh, that's a bit weird, I feel a bit weird. 10 times of you doing that, they'll start to notice. And what sometimes happens, not all the times, but in my experience, a lot of times from, you know, reading for people in very difficult relationships and situations, what starts to happen is the person does gradually, very subtly, start to change their own behavior as well, because they're not getting the same thing from you anymore. This is where boundaries come in. This is where you have to stand firm in yourself, but you have to follow that with action. Communication, we say, is through words, but I actually feel it's more through action. I can say to you, I am not going to accept that behavior anymore. I am not going to try and talk to you anymore about what you're feeling or what you're thinking. I'm not going to accept that criticism anymore. So we say the words, but then our behavior doesn't change. We still keep putting ourselves in the situation, that person, that when they start, that we engage with it or we give into it or whatever. So for today, in your relationships that are closest to you, even if they're not in a difficult situation at the moment, you've got to look at what your actions are and what your boundaries are. A lot of the times, because we are all, ourselves included, in the same patterns of behavior, somebody telling us they're going to change something or they're going to treat us something, or us saying we're going to do it, nobody really believes it unless they actually see it being done in action. So my advice, and obviously this is only advice, you have to kind of, like, do whatever feels right for you. If you're in a situation like this, stop explaining yourself, stop justifying yourself, stop explaining what you're going to do, and just do it. Just absolutely do it. If you're in a situation where somebody's choosing you like a child, for example, and you're just sick of it, then start to step more into your adult self. Become what it is that you want this person to treat you like. Become that person. You know, sometimes we get treated a certain way because we are acting a certain way. We may feel we're not, but sometimes we are. Sometimes we're not, but become the thing that you expect this person to see you as. And that goes back to the, how you communicate about yourself and how you communicate to others about yourself. So I hope that helps for today. Slightly longer teaching, but one that's very important. I look forward to connecting with you really soon.